Welcome to the Life Over Coffee Podcast, conversations for transformation.
Marriage devotion day number 2. The title of it is The Most Important Thing. The scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Paul said, "So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." What is the most important quality you would like to have in your life? Of all the qualities to choose from, there is one transcending quality that must be at the top of your list. That one transcending quality is God's glory. It's His fame. We want to spread His fame far and wide. If your desire to glorify God is the chief aim of your life, there is a fantastic chance you will experience a meaningful and satisfying life and marriage, even should your spouse not meet some of your expectations. There is nothing that transcends this God-centered quality in His image bearers. I mean, suppose your chief aim in life is to spread the fame of God. In that case, you can be comforted by the fact that even sin or non-sinful disappointments will not overcome or disrupt your dogged and steadfast determination to be like Jesus Christ. Because more than your desires, more than your preferences, more than your expectations, your chief aim is to glorify God, and of course, being Christ-like will do that. Whenever sin does make its advances, your habit of glorifying God will win the war against sin's intent. When the guardian of your heart is the glory of the Lord, you're in the best place to be a good friend, to be a great lover, and to be a wonderful spouse. There are many tools available to help you more effectively glorify God. May I share 3 of them with you? The first tool is passion. Everyone is passionate about something, and that something, whatever it may be, it defines them. Nobody lacks passion. If you look long enough, if you hang out with them long enough, you will recognize what makes them emote. You will learn what makes them tick, because everybody is passionate about something. Desires to have a great job, to rear spiritual children, to build a secure future. All of those are good things, and I'm not necessarily knocking them. But when it comes to the Lord, there must be a preeminent, transcending longing for His glory that is so high that all other loves, all other desires look like hate by comparison. Some of you know I'm referencing Luke 14, verses 26 and 27 at this point. And so passion is one of the critical tools in your toolbox if you want to glorify God. The second one is repentance. Nobody has been able to pull off perfection but Jesus. Your lack of perfect sanctification means that you and your spouse are imperfect sinners, meaning you are normal, just like me. I mean, even on your best days, you are imperfect. Your spouse has sinned against you, your spouse has sinned against God, and you have done similarly. You do not have to be discouraged by this if your chief aim is to glorify God. Glorifying God does not imply perfection. Living a perfect life, as you know, is contrary to the Bible. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned." And in 1 John 1, "If anyone says they don't sin, well, they are liars." But do not fear. There is good news. A person whose primary goal is to glorify God has a great backup plan, because that person is a repenting Christian. That's how you will glorify God after you make a mistake. Though you will have lapses in judgment, as experienced by doing something unkind to your spouse, you will respond quickly with a broken-hearted confession and a request for forgiveness. And so the second major tool in your toolbox, in addition to passion, is repentance. And then the third tool, by the way, this is not an exhaustive list of tools, but these are just 3. And the third one is community. A God-impassioned, repenting person will seek similar companions. Let me state it another way. Regardless of who you are, you will find your kind. You will gravitate to those people who are like you because you like yourself, therefore you like them. They will be your companions. So the question then becomes, what kind of people are you pursuing? What kind of people are you gravitating toward? The Lord wired you with a herd mentality, which is why you seek community. You long for a community because God made you in His image, and so you reflect the image of the original community of Father, Son, and Spirit. You are a communal creature. You can discern an individual by assessing their associations, the things they try to fill their lives with. Nobody surrounds themselves with things that they do not like. Let's take some time to reflect upon day number two, devotion. Does your desire to glorify God give you the wisdom and the perseverance to spread the fame of God even when your marriage is not meeting your expectations? Would you take time to explain the question I just asked? Secondly, how can you more effectively glorify God in your marriage, especially when things do not go your way? And then I want to wrap up this devotion by giving you a practical suggestion. Would you rank the three tools that I mentioned that help you to glorify God? Passion, repentance, community. Which of those three do you need more help in further developing? Would you find a mentor, preferably your spouse? That would be ideal. But I realize as folks go through these marriage devotions that sometimes their spouses are not willing to meet them halfway. And so would you find a mentor, if it's not your spouse, to create a plan to change what you need to change so that you can move, be more effectively as you spread God's fame in your life and marriage? What does your spouse say about how your passion, repentance, and friends glorify God? Perhaps that would be a great question to ask them as you wrap up day two, marriage devotion. Is titled The Most Important Thing.
Thanks for joining us. Learn more and get access to other resources at lifeovercoffee.com.